Hello and welcome to Teen Mom Trash Talk. This is episode 333.
Wow.
We're here to talk about Teen Mom Family Reunion season 3, episode 5. Sorry.
Oh,
Oh
you really
man.
got me there.
Sorry. I was trying to build up the hype.
Oh, yeah, you got me. I was hyped for a second.
Well, I tried. Guys, if you're listening to us and you love us, you know where to go. Patreon.com/trash talk podcast, where you could find Noelle's new podcast, Recycled with Noelle and Michael, where they're covering right now Real Housewives of New Jersey season 2 and a ton of movies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And a ton of movies. Sorry. My brain shut off. I was thinking about I have to record with Michael maybe tomorrow.
Oh, okay, good. Great. Thank you so much for sharing that with the people.
They care. They care.
So Pumped, a Vanderpump Rules podcast, Macaroni Rascals, a Jersey Shore podcast, 90 Day Fiancé, The Single Life, and our favorite podcast, BS, all that and more at patreon.com/trash talk podcast. Let's jump in the pool. Family Reunion, season 3, episode 5. I hate this show so
I
much.
was gonna say, I heard this is your favorite show.
This show is so bad.
I mean, so somebody posted in our group, like, are they trying to make them have like group sex? And like, it's almost like, yes, this is what the vibes I'm getting here. Like, get them all like naked and
And
drunk.
liquored up, yeah.
Yeah, they want them to like hook up or
Right. They're
something.
like, here's a really fun adventure. What do they call them? Activity.
Activity.
Or is that what they call them?
Oh, you mean on the show?
Yeah.
They
Yeah,
call them.
activity. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Here's a fun activity. So today what we're gonna do is you're gonna put a finger in your best friend's butt. It's like, stop.
I know. And the thing is, like, you know, here's the thing. I wouldn't want to be there because everyone smells bad. I just know it.
Noelle,
I just
how
know
could you
it.
not?
Yeah, I just know
How
it.
could
And
you
I would
not? Do
have a
you know
problem
what?
with
Do you
that.
know? You know what my problem is with the show, right?
That it's hot?
There's no air conditioning. That's my problem with the show.
No, I
I can't
know.
even comfortably watch the show from my couch because
Oh.
everyone's so hot and I feel hot watching this in a bad way.
I would have no problem watching this if there was no therapy on it, because I feel like that's the worst part about the show.
No, the worst part is that there's no air conditioning.
Yeah, see, that part doesn't bother me because I like to see people out in the wild and see what they're going to do.
Okay, let me tell you something. I have a
Yeah.
lot of comments about this episode,
Me
so
too.
let's jump into the pool.
Okay.
Okay, so we start off with the theme of this entire show and my problem with it. Tyler's new phrase of the day, que calor,
I
which
knew
means
you
that it's
weren't going to
very
like.
hot. It's
Yeah,
fucking
but I
hot.
bet you don't like that he has a phrase of the day,
No, I
right? Does
love
that
it.
annoy you? Okay.
No, because listen, we're both
Fluent.
yeah, super fluent. You know, we're both bilingual. Bicoastal, bilingual, bisexual.
Guys, Tracy was at my house the other day. Oh, bisexual. Tracy was at my house the other day. I had some cleaning people here, and one of the girls was saying something to me. I wasn't 100% sure what she was saying. And Tracy's like, I can talk to her, you know, I can translate. I speak Spanish.
But I do.
I know, it was very
She was
funny.
asking for a garbage bag. Hello.
I know, it was just very funny the way you did it.
I just want you to have faith in my linguistics.
Listen, I have faith in you because I know you. Even if you can't do something, you can bullshit your way through it.
I will pretend
Yeah.
so hard.
Oh, I know. Okay. Real
Yeah.
quick.
No, go ahead.
A few years ago, I spent Thanksgiving in Kentucky. Matt and I, we went there. We stayed at Aunt Tammy's house. Mary was there. Everyone was there. Aunt Tammy's dad was there with his girlfriend Marissa. They were speaking up Italian up a storm,
Yes.
talking back and forth. It turns out neither one of them speak Italian.
Yeah, that's who I am.
But that is who you are. Who fucking knew that these people are just speaking gibberish to themselves in the like of
You and I
Italian?
have been speaking gibberish to each other in public since we are
Yes.
children.
Yes.
We made up a Eastern European language
Yes, that's us.
that we
Also,
used
we
to
could
speak in
just read each
public.
other's minds,
I
though.
don't have to talk words to
Yeah,
you.
we don't have to talk. We just look at each other. The amount of times we'll be in like Starbucks and there's
Oh,
someone
and you're
crazy
like, I
there.
look at you and you go, I know.
Yep. I always
Oh, I
know.
saw.
I wish you were in Family Dollar with me today. There was something crazy happening. And in the post office, there was a three-way fight. Today was the craziest day outside.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah, we'll talk on BS about
Also, I
this.
will say this. We did I did see Lauren Mills for her birthday,
Yeah.
and she did request, she's like, hey, can I go to Meet City with you and Noelle? And I was like, yes, you
That
can.
would make my life if she came with us.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, hell yeah, you can, Lauren. Be
Come on,
prepared.
Lauren,
Be
get in the car.
prepared. They have the best bread in that place. Be prepared.
Oh man. All right. So, get caught on. Christy is watching Chloe. What?
Jade has learned nothing. What? She's better in a kennel with Christy.
She is, though.
She is. Have you learned nothing?
I know. It's better off saying, like, we're boarding her for the week.
You know what I wonder, and I really wonder this because Jade doesn't talk about her parents. I wonder how they're doing on their sobriety. I really wonder this.
Well, here's the thing. Either way, they're watching Chloe.
Well, that's true. It doesn't really matter.
She's giving the finger in school. Here's the thing about Chloe. No one pays attention to Chloe.
She wants attention. Right.
And I feel bad. All right. Mackenzie is super, super uncomfortable. And she also says, because her boyfriend's asking like what they're going to do or whatever. And she's like, tomorrow's Sunday. We've got to talk to Jesus tomorrow.
Okay, but they also have to do yoga on the roof it's not hot enough.
Yeah. You know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of making grilled cheese with an iron in a hotel room.
Yes. This is a death yoga.
That's called singe yoga. That's not even hot yoga. That's singe yoga. That's terrifying. Oh, that's called 911 yoga.
That's called melanoma yoga. This is called bad
Mela yoga.
Yeah. Oh, I like it. It has a nice ring to it.
It also sounds like a delicious treat.
You know what? I could go for a mela yoga right now.
I could take a mela yoga. I would like a medium mela yoga.
Okay.
With strawberries.
That's your go-to, though.
I love medium mela yoga.
I would like a medium mela yoga with whipped cream.
Yeah, but are you gonna get Mela yoga and then the other yogas too?
Yeah, of course. That's just one yoga. The last time I went, I got the neutrals. You got the whites. Remember, you only got. Oh, that was so funny. Very funny.
Man. Sorry, guys.
Tracy only likes the colors that are, like, she would get like the tart, the vanilla. And then there was something else. You got all whites. You're like, I got the whites. I don't. Whatever it was. It was very
probably
funny.
Coconut.
Oh, probably coconut. Delicious.
Yeah. Oh, God. That was at Buddha Berry. We can't wait to go back.
There's going to be another one.
I know. Southampton, guys. It's about to be lit.
It's about to be lit up in here.
Oh, my God. All right. So there's going to be an obstacle course outdoors. And Kayla comes. She's obviously pregnant because I could see her.
So that's the thing. It's like, oh, you're full on pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're so pregnant, honey.
Right.
Like,
okay, this is weird to me. This is so weird to me.
What?
So her boyfriend's coming, Ryan. This is her new boyfriend.
Yes.
Okay. He's on his way.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why he's not there yet is because he was getting his CDL.
So she goes, he has his CDLs. And then Zach is like, so he's a trucker? And he's like, yeah. She's like, yeah. So, like, was he getting it or was he CDLing? Right. I don't know.
Is he CCDing?
Maybe. You know, you just never know with this show. It happens.
Maybe. Maybe he was CCDing. Maybe he was DHLing.
Oh, I like to DHL sometimes.
Maybe he was probably DHLing with his CDL.
You could never DHL. You wouldn't do the colors. You couldn't be a yellow-red outfit.
No way. I also don't like UPS, though.
I could be the Browns. I could be the neutrals.
Mm-mm.
You're going to be a USPS?
I mean, the blues do look better on me.
Yeah. And you could wear like white with blue, a little red.
You get a good pension.
You don't have to choose between blood and Crips. You can be both.
Noel, how many times am I going to tell you to stop talking about this?
Oh, sorry.
We're
not allowed to say it.
God, like, I need more fears in my life. All right. So their relationship. So she says that that's why he's not there. Their relationship is not strong. And this is the last straw. What does that mean?
This is the last straw. They're in a bad place.
Okay. Well, Mackenzie's being super rude to Kayla.
Okay. So why is she being so passive aggressive towards her?
She's like, hey, like, were you on like a show or something?
Yeah. She was like, oh, were you on a different show?
And
meanwhile, Kayla was
are.
Being really nice to her.
She was being regular.
Yeah, she was.
Luke doesn't know she's coming with Ryan because she was cheating on Luke with Ryan. And then we get a flashback of her fighting with Luke about her cheating with Ryan. And she is the master code switcher.
Okay, but the thing she was saying, she's like, he easy to talk to. He give good advice. And it's like, what are you talking like? What is this?
She's code switching.
Right.
Kayla,
but it's also like,
do it all the time or don't do it.
Do it all the time or don't do it. And Luke doesn't know because she's probably was hooking up with Luke too.
What do you mean?
Like Luke doesn't know that she's there, going to be there with.
Oh,
Keith,
she's 100%
she was hooking
up
with
Luke.
Luke. Yep.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that's why she didn't tell him.
Yeah, of course. That's why she didn't tell him.
Okay. So then Mackenzie says, Kayla is new, so I'm trying to welcome her with open arms.
And she's like, why is Kayla here all alone?
Mackenzie,
you're being passive aggressive. Yeah.
So she's like, oh, I think we fought online. So, okay, let me tell you something.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I love not liking Kayla.
Uh-huh.
So they had that show Girls Night In, which is basically pillow talk for
yes.
Teen Mom.
Right. Uh-huh.
And Kayla said that Mackenzie's storyline was boring.
Right.
Isn't that the ultimate compliment in reality TV?
I guess. I mean, but also like who cares?
Meaning that nothing's happening. That's a good thing.
But then she goes, but we were young and we had a lot of content on our show. We're like, crazy.
Yeah, she's like, there was a lot of conflict.
Yeah.
There was a lot of stuff
yeah.
going on. And she goes, so why isn't your show still going? And you know what, Mackenzie? I don't know.
Okay, but I have to tell you, that was a good comeback.
It was? But you know, it offended me.
Why?
Because I'm triggered that Young and Pregnant isn't on anymore.
I know. I know. You know what? Someone got me with an April Fool's. They were like,
I saw it. Oh, I saw it.
I fell for it.
I did too.
I fell for it.
I went finally.
I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? This isn't even real.
I got very upset. But that's what I'm saying. Like, Mackenzie, I am very angry at you. Because
no, I know. But I like that she's like, well, if your show had so much content and conflict, why isn't it?
Why isn't your show still going? I mean, I wasn't really boring because my kids, like, they just shit on the floor at my job. She's a nasty cunt.
Yeah, she is nasty. And you know what? I don't know. I think that a lot of people on the show are nasty. Let's just put it that way.
Okay, so they're going to this activity, but Kayla can't go. They're going to a ropes course. Kayla can't go because, wink, wink, Ryan's coming and she has to wait for him. And she's been traveling all day.
Okay. AKA she's pregnant. But sure. But it's like, you look at her. This isn't like, I mean, obviously she's pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they're hiding it and she's wearing black and a flowy
right.
shirt. But like they're there in person. They know.
Right. Right. They know.
So, Cass was a pro soccer player. Cass.
Yeah, I know. And he is fucking fast. He
I
is.
I gotta tell you, I
fast.
Like him.
So do I.
I don't know why he's dating her.
Me too. I like him too. I'm like, he has personality. He's so nice.
Yeah, he's cute.
Yeah, I like him.
He's nice. I like mm-hmm. him. All right. So, they're doing these races.
Yeah.
I don't understand what's happening, but like, also, you can't run?
Okay. First of all, it looked like they were both different. That's what I didn't understand. It looked like both obstacle courses are different. So you start off on a zip line.
Right.
And then you stop and then one of them is zigzag.
Yeah, I don't know. It was just very strange. It was like not a real challenge or whatever.
No.
All the girls lose. And then Macy hurts herself. Okay. Were they shaking it when Macy was?
Yeah, they were shaking
Who
it.
Who was shaking it? The guys?
The guys.
I would call 911 on all of them.
Here's the thing. Once you talked about she busted her kidney, I blacked out.
Okay. I know you did. And I didn't yeah. even write it down because I didn't want you to see it. But what happened was she got hit in the back.
Right.
Bad. Because they showed it a few times and it's like, oh, that's not
Zach
good.
Asked her 35 times if she was okay, though.
Yeah, because he knows that she wasn't.
Of course.
So
they're back at the hotel eating glizzies.
They're eating glizzies. And Mackenzie's like, wow, Kayla's man isn't here yet. That's crazy.
She just keeps saying her man, her man, her man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Her and Ryan have been together for almost a year. So they've been together for 5 months and she's
right,
three
right.
months pregnant.
Right. So they're not together like almost a year. Please. And
okay.
Luke knows about him.
So she tells Jade she's pregnant. Yeah, Luke knew about him when she was cheating. That's how Luke
right.
knows about him.
Uh-huh.
You saw the video of Luke knowing
yep.
about him. So she hasn't talked to Ryan much about the baby. And Ryan's not happy she's pregnant and they don't know what they're going to do yet.
Here's the thing. I know what you're going to do because you're showing very much. She's also like, so she goes, we're on opposite ends. He has wanted to have a family with me since we're young. But now that I'm pregnant, he's like, no, 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 no. So
right.
he doesn't want her to be pregnant.
Sure. So stop Ryan also has
loads
a son.
Inside of these
that
people.
Is one of the things. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Ryan also has a son.
Here's the thing. This mm-hmm. is what pisses me off. When people were speculating whether or not Kayla was pregnant, a lot of people, which I don't like, they were commenting, oh, how many baby daddies, blah, blah, blah. Because listen, Kayla has a bunch of baby daddies. Kayla sure. can afford her children. She's a yeah. wonderful mother. It really doesn't matter. But the fact that everybody was going after Kayla, and Kayla's like, and Kayla and her mother are both like, this kid was planned. Like, him and I are in love, and this kid was planned. And now on this show, the kid doesn't seem very planned.
Doesn't seem yeah. very planned.
Online, her and her mother were yeah. like, what, you can't fall in love and plan the kid? Like, this kid was planned.
Oh, yeah, you plan? You do. Let me tell you something. You must be a planner. You must be a party planner.
Truly. Because
every day you are planning. I hope you get paid for planning.
Mm-hmm.
She should be a city planner.
Yeah, seriously.
So Macy has to see the medic.
Damn,
and then
that's scary.
Ryan arrives.
What do you think about Ryan?
I think he's ugly. I think he's uh-huh. nasty. I yep. think he has like a look on his face that he's mean.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I think he has bad vibes. And everything that they're saying is like cringe.
He is so unfriendly. He's so mean. As soon as he comes, she's anxious.
And he calls her musty. He looks so mean.
Well, she said
so
I probably
mad.
Stink.
It's yeah, like, I know, well, but he wasn't funny about it. Like,
yeah.
Okay. So then they said that they couldn't fly together because they have problems at home.
Okay, so that's the thing. She lied.
And he doesn't even want to be next to her.
Right. So here's my translation. First of all, she lied. She said, oh, he's working, blah, blah, blah. He's like, I didn't even want to fly with her. I think that she got pregnant. He does not want to have this child. Uh-huh. And she's like, well, we're going to have this kid. And he's mad about it. Obviously. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying he's not. Obviously, he came inside of her. This is his problem, too.
Sure.
But I think that that's what the conflict is.
Right. So he doesn't even want to be next to her. He is doing 20 shots when he walks in.
I mean, I would call 911 with the amount of shots this man mm-hmm. is taking. Corey's like, here you go, handing them from the pool.
Whatever. I mean, Corey.
No, I know. And everybody's like, listen, don't try to keep up with him because you're going to be very hungover.
Yeah, they're like, he ate a pound of ants the other day.
Right. They're still coming out of his system.
He's all anted up.
He is all ant. Oh,
so,
God.
He's annoyed that the room's messy. He's mad at her. As soon as they're there, I'm like, oh, my God, they shouldn't be sharing a room.
But they don't even seem like they like each other. Like, she seems okay. nervous around him.
She says, quote, we still haven't made a decision. Why is she pretending she's going to have an abortion?
I don't know. Because, like, you're in your second trimester.
What are you doing?
What are we doing here?
She's like, listen, we bought a crib, but I might still abort the baby.
Right.
It's like, what?
Also, she said that Luke was the father of both of her kids. When she was talking about who Luke is, she was like, so Luke is the dad of both of my kids. And it's like, I watched you on Young and Pregnant, and I just know that that's not true.
Right.
Like,
I mean,
he might be an acting father, but you were on the television.
Right.
You had a kid with Stefan Urkel. We saw him.
Okay. Also, Noelle, mm-hmm. I would like to say Luke unincluded. She uh-huh. has a type of nasty, nasty piece of shit.
Yes. Here's the thing. I think she turned Luke into a nasty piece of shit.
No, but that's
what
I'm saying.
I don't think he's naturally like that.
No, that's what I'm saying. Luke
yeah.
not included.
Yeah.
I think Luke's fine. I'm talking about like Stefan was like an angry,
yep.
nasty
mm-hmm.
piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Luke was fine.
Luke was seemed kind of really nice and fun at
I
first.
Mean, Luke had to go live in his basketball coach's cigar lounge with
oh,
a popcorn machine.
Oh, my God. You're not kidding. This guy developed asthma from living down there.
But Ryan has a bad attitude and he's coming out. He's coming in hot.
He is like, listen,
and that's
here to
not
judge,
because there's no air conditioning.
But we're here to judge, honey. Yes. Yeah. So not good looking. Like, I actually can't believe.
No, but you know what's funny, though? Because if he came in and he was really nice and friendly, I don't know if we would say the same thing.
Yeah, no, we would not say the mm-hmm. same thing. Because even when you and I were talking, well, I actually posted a reel about this recently, about who we find attractive.
Yeah.
Most of it is based on personality
yes.
because we both think Corey is very attractive, mm-hmm. but his personality makes him unattractive to us.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, Zach, his sloped shoulders, I don't like, but I'm really into him, as you
Zach's
know.
Zach's going to be so mad when he listens to this. Also, listen. I do apologize. Mm-hmm. Should I take this time to make a public apology?
I'd like to hear it.
Tyler was very upset that I didn't want to be with him.
I know he was.
He was like, what do you mean Tracy doesn't want to be with me and I'm not her type? I'm sorry, Tyler. I do think that you're good looking. It's just that I like ungood looking guys. So I apologize to you. It's me. It's not you.
She has an aversion to Jim Carrey, basically.
I really do. And I just want to take this time to say that this has nothing to do. This is an opinion of my own. And it does not reflect the opinion of my co-host who really, really, really wants to jump your bones.
Oh, I want to jump Tyler's bones?
Well, that's called throwing someone under the bus. Anyway, let's move on.
Though, I have to tell you, my least favorite was no longer, not that I disliked Taylor, but if in a sleeping with manner, he was probably last on my list. It is certainly Keith now.
Oh.
He is. Well, that's her baby daddy. Is his name not Keith?
Who's Keith?
Kayla's baby daddy. Is his name
Ryan?
I call him Keith every time I write it down.
Okay. Is it because you think that he looks like the guy from TikTok that everyone thinks he looks like? Keith Lee from TikTok?
Which guy from TikTok is that? Tell me a video he does.
The guy who he goes, I got chicken wings from this place. Let's sit down.
I know who you're talking about. Is his name Keith?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he discovers like all these small places.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I don't associate him with that. I've just always thought his name is
Ryan.
Keith. Well, guess what? In my mind, it's Keith.
Okay. Well, thank you, Keith, for being here on the show.
Well, Keith Ryan is last on my list.
Okay,
there you go.
So she tells Cheyenne about the pregnancy. And Cheyenne's like, do you think this is someone you could be with? She's like, I mean, I guess if we could like work out the kinks. And it's like, well, that sounds promising.
But also you're together less than a year and you have all of these
problems.
You have
a lot of kinks.
Yeah. Right. You're in less than a year.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds great.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And now here's another reason why I can't be with Corey, who's also very upset about me not wanting to be with him.
Why? Because he's feeding shots to Keith?
Okay. So Ryan tells Corey that Kayla can't drink.
Right.
And Corey's like, why not?
Uh-huh.
And Cheyenne's like, well, Corey, what are some reasons that a woman wouldn't be able to drink? And he's like, I don't know. And Cheyenne's like, okay, here's a hint. We have three of them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, nothing. I got nothing.
That bothers you. You usually like that type of personality.
The problem is that I don't know if I like that personality or I'm just used to that personality.
Okay.
But moving forward in my life, I do want a man that can listen to a sentence and then understand what it means.
Yeah, he didn't pick up the clues.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
So Ryan wants to tell everyone.
He's the one that wants to tell everyone because she made it like he wouldn't want anybody to know.
But she's making it like she might have an abortion.
Right.
Uh-huh. But because Ryan doesn't want the baby.
Right.
But
now
he wants everyone to know because the math ain't mathing, as the kids say.
Mathing. The BS is BSing right now.
It really is. So Cheyenne tells Kayla, hey, Ryan's telling everyone. I'm just like heads up.
Yeah,
and she's
of course.
Like, he doesn't even open up to me.
Right. I'm so mad he's opening up to Corey. Okay. That's really
not
what's happening here.
He also has 20 shots in. Anyway.
Right. Uh-huh.
So the next morning, everyone could feel the tension with Kayla and Ryan Keith.
Yeah. It's so tense.
I mean, what? All right. So Taylor and Macy are going home the next day because they just found out there's no more childcare.
They just found out.
Wait, what happened?
I bet her mom was like, you better fucking come home.
Your dad's going to jail again.
Also, because these kids, this is bullshit. Three kids.
Yeah. And your dad
this
is
not
in prison.
For me. Your dad's in jail for larceny. Ryan is busy with his dog.
Your dad has been arrested for possession of a forged instrument again.
Tracy will never get over this. I want
never
you to know.
Forget.
Never.
Oh, man. So Mike is taking the ladies. And then the woman whose name they say one time in episode, they never write it down.
Right. I never write it down because they don't say it.
Right. But they don't put it underneath her.
It's like it sounds like Michaela. I think
it's
Michaela.
I think you just made that up.
Well, it sounds like Michaela.
Okay. Well, Michaela takes the women.
It's definitely Micaiah.
Okay. Well, she takes the guys. And all right. So the guys are going to be in ice baths and the women are going to do hypnosis. Is Sean wearing leopard sexy bike shorts when he takes his shorts off?
Oh, I didn't even notice.
I don't know what's going on.
The only
on.
Thing I did notice, I will say, like, these guys are like ripped. Like all of them really like work out a lot because they are all ripped. Good for them.
I have a lot to say about these ice baths. Number one, as you guys know, I have a new career.
Uh-huh.
My new career is a plastic surgeon that fixes botched surgeries.
Yeah, guys, I need you to like not think. Stop saying Tracy could practice on you. This, that. It has to
no.
be botched.
Yeah,
she's
okay.
not just gonna. Give
I
you
gotta tell
shit.
you, this week I got a lot of disrespect.
I know,
and I didn't like it. I have explained that I don't do plastic surgery willy nilly.
Yes,
I fix botched surgery. That's it. I don't. Don't come to me saying like, oh, I want my boobs done. Good for you. Go get them botched and then call me.
Right. If you want me to help you, you have
also,
to get them botched first.
I'm not going to name names, but someone in the group was like, oh, do we get your comedy routine while you do my surgery? And it's like, can you please respect who I am as a plastic surgeon? I am a doctor.
Also, I hope you're not awake for your surgery
okay,
to listen
well,
to
here's
it.
The thing. I'm glad you brought that up.
Uh-huh. Here we go.
All right. So I'm on training day 3 of plastic surgeon training.
Oh, your vaginoplasty videos?
That was day 2.
Oh,
all
right. That was
so
rough.
Day 3, mm-hmm. I did a tummy tuck.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I corrected a botched tummy tuck. Now, you're going to be very upset by this story.
Oh, no. Oh, God. Okay. Uh-huh.
Okay. So this woman went to Mexico because her mother recommended a surgeon.
Uh-huh.
That would do it real cheap, cheap. Okay.
You should know right there.
So she went down there and the surgeon said, so the two nurses came in with two big blocks of ice.
Uh-huh.
And they numbed each side of her stomach and she was awake for her surgery.
No anesthesia.
Uh-uh.
But here's the thing, no lidocaine.
Okay,
nothing?
But here's the other thing. You did it?
Right, you didn't stop it.
So what happened was the ice killed all the tissue because the ice,
she
it
got,
froze
like,
her.
Frostbite,
she got
right?
frostbite. And then it never healed correctly because she had frostbite. Here, okay, so here's the thing, right? Like, I'm a little crazy. You're a little crazy, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you're going to get an ingrown toenail taken out.
Sure.
You know that you're supposed to be numbed. I know that I'm supposed to be numbed. The doctor comes out and puts an ice cube on your toe. What do you say?
Why is there an ice cube on my toe?
That's the anesthesia.
Oh, I'm not going to do this.
Look at you. Look at you making proper decisions. She got a full surgery that didn't heal. So what I'm trying to say is, I am like, these guys are going in an ice bath in Colombia. I'm like, they're going to steal their organs.
But did she ever get it fixed?
She got it fixed. Yeah, my colleagues fixed it.
Oh, that was funny. That was funny.
Yeah. Noelle. I'm
very scared of that.
So when these guys got put in an ice bath, I was like, oh.
They're going to harvest their organ. Like, if you ever seen the movie Turistas, it's
yes,
about
it's
harvesting
like, what,
organs.
What are you doing, guys? I'm like, get out of this ice bath. Anyway, so Sean gets him in his sexy leopard bike shorts. And now they're like, Tyler, what was a time where you had to like stay calm?
He shouldn't have gone first.
Okay, so they make him go first. He's talking about when Kate has panic attacks. Then they have a montage of him showing the passing of time that he talks. He doesn't stop. He talks so much that the ice is melted.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm looking and I'm like, their baths don't have ice anymore.
Yeah. It's like a bath with an ice cube.
Yes.
In it.
It's
not an ice bath. Their ice is melted. The other reason their ice is melted because they are on the surface of the sun.
That's what I was thinking too. Right.
They're in that ice bath and they're like, all these guys are just chilling in this ice bath for hours.
Nobody's,
I'm like, first of all, all your tissue's dead. Second
yeah.
of all, no one's flipping out because this is the only cold that they've had for weeks now.
Yeah, that's so true.
I would have to sleep in that ice bath. Just saying. All right. So now we go to the hypnosis and they have to write on a ball their fear.
Okay, but the point is, like, then what do they do with this ball? That's what I didn't understand. Why are we even writing this on this ball?
So the reason they're doing hypnosis is to highlight Kayla's eyelashes.
I mean, they don't need highlighting.
They don't
need highlighting.
They're like, we're going to give them their own segment. You're going to have your eyes closed in this entire segment.
They're there already.
They're being showcased. Macy is crying. And she's like, I don't even know why I'm crying. And it's like, Macy, you're sweating. You're sweating from your eyeballs.
You're sweating from your eyes.
You're not crying.
Yeah, you're sweating. Because she's like, I don't feel overwhelmed with emotion.
Yeah, you're sweating.
Your eyes are sweating. Yeah.
All right. So Mackenzie has a fear of death because her mom was dying and she felt like her life fell apart after her mom died.
That was
okay.
sad.
It's super sad. Then Taylor cries because she's worrying about her mom dying because Mackenzie's crying about her mom dying.
Right. And she's like, and, I love my mom so much. And it's like, that's nice.
And then she said that her mom would be proud that she left Josh. So that's nice. Mm-hmm. And then we find out that Cass was also married to, and he tries to navigate life with Mackenzie and help her through this.
Well,
stuff
because
that...
apparently in his first marriage, there was no arguing. He could right. speak. And now he's basically saying, like, I can't talk to her without yelling.
Right. But also, if your marriage was so good, then maybe just go back.
Right. Then why did you guys
maybe you could just
break?
Call her up?
Right.
Just maybe call her up.
I did notice while he was talking, Tyler, the tiniest bit they show you at the back, he's not in the tub anymore. So all the guys weren't just sitting there in the tub.
I mean, listen, right? I know that I would have been sitting in the tub the whole time.
No, I know you would.
I would have been like, dead tissue, dead Michu. Who cares? Cut all my limbs off. I am so hot.
I'll be here forever.
I'll be a torso. Who cares? Who needs an extremity?
Anybody need
anyway?
A kidney?
Harvest away, guys. Oh,
take it while I'm here. Take it while it's hot.
Macy needs one. Anyway. Now, Cheyenne and Mac have to sit in the middle.
Oh, I hate this.
Okay. Cheyenne also hates it and goes, I just feel like this is really forced right now.
Right. She's a bitch.
She is a bitch, but I do agree with her. She's like, now I gotta, what?
I don't know. She was like, I don't need anything. I'm not looking for anything. And it's like,
right. Cause he's probably saying, what do you need from her to move past this?
No, I know. But it's like, if it were me, like I could be mad at Mackenzie forever, but it's like, let's just get through this. I would just be like, no hate, whatever. Right. Let's just get through that. It doesn't have to be awkward and weird. We just don't have to be friends. Mm-hmm. Cheyenne's being mean. She just,
I
is. Know.
I'd be like, you know, I want Mackenzie to go in the volcano that's active.
Right. That's what I mean. You, but it's like, I am different. I would say. I could just live there with her.
I'd be like, I think that Mackenzie should have, you know what? Don't even put on the air conditioner. Put on the heat in her room.
Because listen, I agree. Of course, I agree with why Cheyenne dislikes her and stuff. But I do feel like Mackenzie is trying a little bit.
I mean, Mackenzie, maybe don't be a bitch to Kayla too, though.
No, I know. I get it, but I just feel like, I don't know. Even Cheyenne earlier was like, I have to learn to give people grace.
Yeah.
She said it to Zach.
I get it.
Yeah. But I don't know. You know what? At the end of the day, I saw a post in Times Square of all of them together. Mm-hmm. And they were all like hugging, saying like, love you, girls. So I think that they're fine.
Well, I guess we'll see. Or maybe we won't, because maybe the show will be canceled before it finishes.
Maybe the world will end.
I hope so. That's the only thing that can get us out of recording this show.
I know.
All right, guys, you know what to do. Follow the show, Teen Mom Trash Talk on Instagram, Trash Talk Podcast on TikTok, Teen Mom Podcast on Twitter. Everything's right down there in the show notes. Follow Noelle at Noe Girl on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. I'm at Trixie Chuzini on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. TracyCarnazzo.com for all of my upcoming show dates. I might be in a town near you. You never know. You never know. TracyCarnazzo.com. Leave us a 5-star rating and an amazing review on whatever platform you follow us on. And make sure you subscribe to YouTube. Trash Talk Podcast.
And if you subscribe to YouTube, sorry, if you subscribe to our YouTube, comment, like.
Comment. Leave us a little.
Yeah, leave us a.
Do a little.
Okay.
TracyCarnazzo.com. Bye.
Bye.